So far in this session, David has begun to shed light on the difference between spiritual will and personal will, and what it means to be a spiritual person. Next, David discusses using spiritual will to get things done in the real world.
You don't use spiritual will to get things done in the world. What you do, what happens, is that which you have become. Now, it's the intrinsic power of that which you have become influences phenomena around you by virtue of what you have become. In other words, you don't have friends and all because you took a course on how to be friendly and have friends and influence. You become a person that once you are in the room is different. Phenomena occur only because you are there. The energy of integrity and alignment with divine will is sufficiently powerful that it influences everything within its field. So the potentiality becomes an actuality under appropriate conditions. So the way the world appears as emergence then is potentiality expressing itself as actuality when it's activated by the will, by the intention, and favored by local conditions. That's sort of Sheldrake's hypothesis. A little more elegant than Sheldrake puts it, but Sheldrake also says, things will follow a design that you are holding in mind unwittingly. So that which you become then, the power of that, becomes transformative. And one is content with that. Either the contract signed up the way you hoped it would or it wouldn't. And if it didn't, then you say, could be some reason that it's not well for our company to have signed up with this particular contractor. You try to accept everything with goodwill. So if you proceed everything with prayer, you say, dear God, I ask for your influence and decision in this matter. We do it sometimes, of course, consciously with kinesiology. We will say, such and such a decision is in line with the highest good. We don't ever ask anything in personal good, because there isn't such a thing. So we say, doing such and such a thing would serve the highest good. For instance, I'm here today talking to you, because after our conversation and your letter and what all, we naturally did it on the arm of it. And so it would serve the highest good to be with Nightingale Conant and help prepare a program. Of course, we got a yes. I mean, if we hadn't gotten a yes, we wouldn't be here if we gotten a no. Oh, we get a lot of propositions to which look on the surface to sound great, and yet we'll get a no. And usually we just accept the no. I just accept the no, and I say, for reasons unknown. Of course, you don't know what people are going to do with what you provide with them. It's a good idea to lend your cousin your jewels for the graduation day, and then you get no. So surrender to God's will means that you unquestioningly just accept that. It serves the highest purpose, or it doesn't serve the highest purpose. If it doesn't, I'm satisfied that I just got a no, see? If we got a no, we wouldn't be here today. So obviously, it serves some higher purpose, the higher purpose that we're here today. So I'm satisfied with life when usually it's an intuitive knowing, but then I confirm it. So I'll say, well, I know. Like the inner feeling I get of the essence of it is that it's integrous and straightforward and well-intentioned. But then sometimes we'll check it with the arm just to make sure that we're not wishful thinking it, you know?